Yesterday we learned the Pirush Rashi on the Gemara that if Omad Bedin makes a Shiva Nechasim, and in order to have a Shiva Nechasim, you have to have that the one is Mechuyib, is not Nehmet to say Paraiti. The Shach explained the question of Ishmael several times. The two have to go together. If the person is Nehmet to say Paraiti, then you can't have a Shiva Nechasim because if he'll say paraiti, so he's neman. So if he says loy paraiti, it's a chedras patin chav lachrini, which the Gemara says above metzia zayin a neman. So once the bezin makes the gemar din, amad bedin, so the Gemara says in many places, amad bedin, it's going to be a shibin chas, and shibin chas means automatically that it's not neman to say paraiti. So that's what the Gemara says. Then the bezin has a right to write the shtar chayiv, even without authorization from the loyvet. Because not mafsid anything over there. Is anybody going to be a shibin chasim? Anyway, he's not them to say paraiti. Why should, to someone asked yesterday, why should it be after hamad bedin? Why should it be automatically that there should be shibin chasim? So the pashta says that you want to have the best when they make it gemar din. They want that the chib should be to the maximum. So they want not just that there should be a shibin chasim, they want there should be a shibin chasim also. Take for example, the gemara has a machlokes. Whether Shibuta deraisa, Shibuta lav deraisa. So the pashup shot is the machlokes is regarding Shiba nechasim. Shibra guf, I borrow money from the malva. Of course, the Shibra guf is deraisa. Machlokes is whether the ability of the malva to collect from the yisaimim or the lekuchas based on Shiba nechasim is that deraisa or is that the rabba? How do we paskin? So that's a big sveik in the dina, the shach and chashamishpa, the first simon, ilchas malva v'loi, the simon lamites. From Aleph to Lamed Ches, the Shulchan Aruch has all the din in Hilchas Dayanim, then has Hilchas Zedis. Lamed Ches is the last simon in Hilchas Zedis, that's Dine Hazom, Dine Mat Kashizom. Then Lamed Ches is the beginning of Malva Veloiva. So the Shach and Lamed Ches quotes this major Machlokes HaPaskim, how to be Paskim. So he quotes, Marocha, Mo Marocha, he quotes 10 Mishayim Behold that Shibura Deraisa, 10 Mishayim Behold Shibura Lav Deraisa, so he Paskim that it's a Sveik Adina. Whether Shibura deraisa, lav deraisa. What's the difference, halacha lamaisa? Whether Shibura deraisa, lav deraisa. Very insignificant differences. Halacha lamaisa does make too much of a difference. So one of the several shitas is a compromise. Whether Shibura deraisa, lav deraisa. Taisus in Kiddushin, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, who says that in Bilba Haksuva Batora, Shibura deraisa. Bilba Shenik Suva Batora, Shibura lav deraisa. Bilba Haksuva Batora means a chib mama that the Torah imposes. Like Pigin Aben, Choyvel, Mazik. So that's Shibura deraisa. Shibun Chasim is deraisa. But it's Mil B'Sheinik Sivu Batar means I accept it by myself. I borrowed money. I accept that I agree to pay back the money. I buy real estate and I agree to pay $500,000 for the real estate in New York. So that's a Hischaivis Midah. So Mil B'Sheinik Sivu Batar, that's Hischaivis Midah. There is Shibura Lav deraisa. What's the logic behind this distinction? So the logic is, when the Torah imposes the chiv, the Torah wants to impose to the maximum. So when the Torah imposes the chiv, Torah imposes with the sheep and the chos. So that's what this gemara, the idea in the gemara is that when it's omad bedin, the bezin makes a gemar din, so the bezin wants to impose, the gemar din says, the Torah says yechayiv. But they want to put their stamp of approval on it, so they want to put the chiv on the one who's mechayiv, to the maximum, so they throw on him with a shibin nechasim also, even though there is no milba b'shtar, there's no shtar. They want to impose upon him a shibur also. Yeah. The Gemara says that a milba al peh, even if you all shibur deraisa, there's not going to be a shibur nechasim on a milva al peh. In Atorah there was a shibur nechasim, mid the Rabbana they canceled it because leisle kolos, it'll be upsetted the lekuchas. It's not fair to the lekuchas. So what's by hamad bedin, amad bedin? Why aren't you worried over there because upsetted the lekuchas? So also we assume that it's isle kolos. When Bezin's going to make it, when there's a sichsuch, people go to din Torah, and Bezin gives a psak, so if amad bedin, there'll be isle kolos also. So there won't be any concern of say to the Lakuchas. Correct.
So you need both. You still need the idea that they want to impose the maximum.
Yeah. you have to be concerned that you should make a hefset for the lekuchas, but still, in milvah bishtar, there is shiva nechasim. Question is why? Is it because the shtar is kaina? That's a big machlekas and rishonim. 2 days in Taisus, 2 girsas in the Gemara and the end of Bavas. A difference whether the girsah is ksiva or ksuva, whether the word in the Gemara should be avov or yud. Mishas ksiva hu de mishtar b'damsha, mishas ksuva de mishtar b'damsha. So the Taisus in the beginning of Gittin, Gimel and Beis, has these 2 girsas in the Gemara Bava Basra. Machlekas, what's the nature of milva bishtar that you have shiva nechasim? Is it that the shtar is a shtar kinyan? Just like if I want to sell you karka. So you can make a shtar to be kind of the karka. So here also, when you have milva bishtar, so the shtar serves as a shtar kinyan to be kind of the shiva nechasim, to be kind of the karkos of the lekeach. Because the definition of shiva nechasim is that the nechasim of the loiva aknuyim to the malva bimiktsas. That's the ritvo and kedushin daf yud gimel, and the nesivis writes it on his own. He didn't have a ritvo and kedushin. They both write the same idea. The definition of shiva nechasim, alin, L-I-E-N. What does it mean, alin? Shiva nechasim means that the nechasim of the loiva aknuyim to the malva bimiktsas. Like I can own a dekel at Paris. The tree belongs to you. But you sold me the dekel with respect to the Paris of Shnas Top Shin Ayin Zayin. You can't sell me the Paris of Shnas Top Shin Ayin Zayin. They didn't grow yet. It's not yet Top Shin Ayin Zayin. The Paris are Dovish Lobalion, but the tree does exist. You can sell me the tree with respect to the schus of Aroy Ashbach of the Paris of Top Shin Ayin Zayin. So there is such a thing as Kenya Lachatzayin, dekel of Paris. So here, that's what the Ritva says, that the whole concept of Shiv Nachasim is the karkois of the loiva knuyim to the malva bimiktsas, with respect to enabling the malva to collect the halvoy. So I lend money to the loiva, and he writes me a shtar. So one day in Rishonim is that the shtar is a shtar kinyan, just like when you're selling karka. Your mak karka is niknas bishtar. So shiv nechasim is nikna bishtar. The other shita is no. The halvoy is really creates, the halvoy creates the shiva nechasim. But if it's a milvah alpeh, so it's a leis leikola, so it's not fair. If it's a milvah bishtar, it's leikola, there's no concern of save the lukuchas. So just, if you have a shtar, it'll be is leikola. But not that the shtar serves as the shtar king. The halvoy, the mat nemois, which creates the shibir aguf, creates also the shibir nechos. So that's a machlokes harishonim. So some want to say, the Nadi Behuda's son wrote a shadus of tshuvas that's called shiva asiyah. Some call it Nadi Behuda Chela Gimel. Sometimes they sell Nadi Behuda, so they write Chel Galef, Madura Kama, Madura Tinyon, and Chela Gimel is the Shiva Asiyah. But it's by the son of the Nadi Behuda. So he thinks that this is totally Zebizah. He holds that if he holds Shibuda, their eyes, then that means that the Halvoa creates the Shiva Nechasim. So even though the Rabbana, they canceled it by Milba Alped, but by Milba Bishtar, you don't need the Shtar to be Kaina. It's not a shtar kinyan, it's a shtar raya. Makes it, there's a kola. And the halva, the matan mois creates, just like the matan mois creates the shibir aguf, matan mois creates the shim nechasim as well. But if Yosh Buddha loved their isa, so on the level of their isa, there is no such halacha that the matan mois creates shim nechasim. It's only a takonim, but there are bonon, kadesh lo tenodolus bifnei lov, and you have to give the malva the ability to collect, even if the loiva sells the karka, even if he dies. So the nature of the takana was that the shtar should be kind of the karka. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't like that. Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav didn't like it. Rabban Soloveitchik did like it. He thought that that makes good sense. So Rabban Soloveitchik thought mitzad asvar like that, that it's totally zebizet, whether the 2 days in Taisus, depending on the 2 girsas in the Gemara, the end of Bava Basra, whether milva bishtar makes shiva nechasim because the shtar is a shtar kinyan. Well, no, it's not a shtar kinyan. It's a shtar raya. The matan mois creates the shiva nechasim. So the shiva sion says it depends whether shibur der eyes allowed there. So Rab said the Rav, Rabbi Yosef ben Soloveitchik thought he's sure he can dig up some rishonim who hold contradictory. He thinks that it's not totally zebizet. Once they change it, mid rabbanon, it could be in God's and different. Okay. Good.
Rabbi said the shach says it's a sveta halacha.
Yes, fake it adina, with the shibura der eyes allow der eyes.
And so, therefore, you don't stop at der eyes
allow. No, you're dealing with dinim mamanis. What are the nafkaminas? The very rare nafkaminas. Never comes up, alohomais. One of the nafkaminas, the nafkamina that the Gemara has in Kiddush and Daf Yud Gimel is the following. A woman had a baby, and a yoledes is b'chiv to bring karbonis to the Beis HaMikdash. A achatas and an oila. So the, let's say the woman dies and she leaves a lot of assets. She leaves a big yerush. So a person who died, you can't say that you bring a chatas. Chatas shemesa by leho is not korev. So you can't be makir of the chatas after she died. But the question is, what about the oila? You can bring an oila even after the person died. So a woman had a baby and she died and she left a lot of yerusha. So the, if you hold shibura deraisa, so then you say nishtabda nechaseho, and we should take money from her yerusha, from her assets, and bring a carbon oil even after she died. But if you hold shibura lab deraisa, so miminatara, there is no shibin chasen. After the person dies, only shibura guf. After the person dies, I can't collect. So what motivated the chachamim to change the din? Because they're afraid. The Malva won't want to lend any money if he knows he can't collect. But we know that we have a good God in heaven above. He gives babies. He's going to give the babies even if the women are not going to bring the karbonis. There's so many people. He gives them babies even though their wives don't bring karbonis when they have a baby. So the Gemara says that's not kamina that the Gemara has. If shibura deraisa, then it applies even by karbonis. Even after a person died and he didn't bring the karbon oil that he was mischayef to bring. So you take the assets from his Yerusha, you take the money, and you bring the carbon oil. And if she put a lav deraisa, so you only change the din because of the concern, because of the consideration of Kadesh and Otan Adalas Befin Alev, and the Rabbanu Shalom is going to give the babies anyway, even if you don't pay him up. So then you leave it on a din deraisa. So that we don't have that nafkamina, b'sman hazeh. So there in Kiddush and Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara has this nafkamina, so there's a sefer, Shita Lo No Delamit. That's not the name of the sefer. When they found the manuscript 100 years ago, they didn't know who the author was. So they called it unknown author. Unknown author. So the unknown author writes 10 nafkaminas ledina. Such complicated cases, rare cases. They never come up. So it's really, it's irrelevant. The whole issue is really a dead issue. It's irrelevant. With the shibura derais, allow derais. May be relevant if you all like the Shiva Sio, what's the nature of the milva v'shtar? Does it have to be a shtar kinyan or does it have to be a shtar raya? Which is it? So that may be, if you all that is totally is after that, that'll be relevant. Okay, good. We have a din. You have an institution of shtar. Yeah, the concept. Let's. There are two differences, la halacha, between the milva b'shtar and milva al peh. The Mishnah in the end of Bava Basa has one is these two nafkaminas that the Shach says go together. One nafkamina is that the milva al peh is not going from the chosim shabbatim, from the lekuchas. And the other nafkamina is that milva al peh, the loiva is believed to say paraiti. Milva b'shtar, you can't collect from the lekuchas, and the loiva is not believed to say paraiti. Why is the loiva not believed to say paraiti? And a milva bishtar. So the Gemara says, because the Malva can say, shtach of the other, my boy, how can it be that you paid up the money? If it's really true that you paid the money, how come I still am holding on to the shtar? So Rav Baruch Ber in his Sefer quotes Akasha from Rabbi Kiveger in the Chubas. This argument, shtach of the other, my boy, means it's a ruba de leise kamon, it's an umden, it's a chazoke, it's a hoichoche. That the loiva never paid up the money because if he would have paid, what is he, a fool? He's going to pay the money? He owed me $500,000. He paid the money and he didn't insist that I should rip up the shtar. He trusted me. The fact that I still have the shtar is a chacha that he never paid up. Rabbi Kiveger is bothered by the kasha. We have a rule, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, and we paskin that ain't hocham a moment achar harav. You cannot be moitzi moment based on a roiv. So this is an umdina. Umdina means a roiv. A ruba d'leisa kamon, that most people would not pay up $500,000 without having a hechacha that is paid. They're not going to trust the malva that he's going to rip up the shtar on his own. But if Kiveger asked the kasha, how can the malva be moitzi mamav and the loyda based on shtoch of yodi, my boy, in hochem a mamav achon harem? So different, Rabbi Kiveger has a whole mahalach. So Rav Baruch Ber quotes in the name of Rav Chaim the following answer. That's what Rav Soloveitchik always used to say. Rav Soloveitchik said it with more. He said like this, there's a Taisvis in the beginning of Gittin on Dalar Amarala, famous Taisvis. On the bottom of Dalar Amarala, there's a big fat Taisvis, where Taisvis talks about what's Psak Halacha Lamaisa, that Eidim Isira Karsi. What does it mean? What does it mean, Eidim Isira Karsi? How do we paskan in Shtori Mammon, in Shtori Gittin, and so on? So Taisvis raises a question. How does a woman, in the days of the Gemara, how does a woman prove that she is divorced? So she holds on to the get, The Mishnah recommends the Seitzah Tov Shehu Ha'edich Pachos B'mal HaGet B'nei Tikkun Olam, that the Yedim should sign on the Get, so the woman holds on to the Get will be able to prove that she is divorced. So how does the Get prove that she's divorced? The Yedim signed on the Get before the Get was given to her. The husband tells the sofer, write a Get for my wife, and he tells Yedim, I want you to sign the Get. So the Yedim are signing that they know for a fact the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. That's all they know. And then the get was written in New York, then it was delivered in California. So how did the fact that there were Edom signed on the get, how does that prove that the get was given to the woman? Maybe she grabbed it, and maybe he gave her the get, maybe he put the get on the table, he told her to pick it up, and the Gemara says that that's not acceptable. And Tosis quotes Rogel Rabbeinatam Laima, that Tosis in Gittin Dal and Ralph quotes Rabbeinatam, who says, half of the Rishonim don't agree, but this is Rabbeinatam Shita, even if you hold Ede Chasima Karasi, you still have to have Edim watching when you do Mesiris Haget. You have to have Edim watching because it's a Dovah Shebiyarva, just like you need Edim when you give the ring by the Kiddushin, so you need Edim watching when the husband gives over the Get. So how do you know that there were Edim? The woman is holding on to a get that's signed. The only thing the signatures testify to is that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. More than that, they didn't know. They don't know whether there was. They live in New York. They didn't come to California with the get. The shlich lo ilocha came. He gives the get to the wife. So how did the Edi Chasima sign last month in New York? How do they testify that? Says, we have the right to assume that everything was done properly. So that means it's a ruba delesa kaman. Mistama, everything was done properly. That's the whole thing. So Rav Soloveitchik understood in the Tosfos, it's not just a ruba delesa kaman. Mistama hakol be'ech shenasa. Whatever is probably the case is considered as if the shtar is made on that. The shtar is made lisha over what the Edom knew at the time that they signed it. This is what the Nesivis quotes from the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua has this yisoid in Gittin. When the Edom signed the get, all they know is that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. And they know the husband is the Das HaMeschayev, and the wife is the one whom he intended to give the get over to. That's the Baal HaShtar. So the din is you have to have Tfisas Baal HaShtar. If there's no Tfisas Baal HaShtar, then the Shtar doesn't give any Hagodah Seidus at all. That's what we mentioned the other day. It doesn't make sense to go to a wedding. So by the Chosin Tish, they read Tanoim, they sign the time, they read it, and they put down on the table. So what they signed the time for? What they waste their time? They wrote a shtar and they didn't give it to anybody. You have to have two times. You have to give one copy to the girl's father, one copy to the boy's father. Because each one needs a raya that the other party agreed to marry me, and if they back out, they're going to pay a penalty. So each one, there are two shtar. If you only filled that one time, then you got to give it to a third party who's going to hold it for both fathers. But they don't give it to anybody. They just fill out time, then they read it, and they put it on the table. So well, they waste the time to write a shtar. The shtar only gives a hagodah seidus if there's tfisas baal hashtar. Who's the baal hashtar? The one to whom it was intended to be given. So by a get, the husband is the das hamischayev, and the wife is the baal hashtar. By a halvoah, the loive is the das hamischayev. The shtar says that he owes money. It's to his detriment. It's against him. And the malve is the baal hashtar. So the shtar doesn't begin, shtar halva doesn't begin to give a hagodah seidus until it's given over to the malva. So when Tosfos says mistama hakol be'ech shenasa, so the Pnei Yeshua says, the Pashta says, it doesn't merely mean that it's a ruba d'leisa kamon, probably everything was done properly. No, it means something more than that. Whatever, if there's tvisas baal hashtar and there's tainas baal hashtar, let's say by the halva, shtar halva. So the loiva is the das hamischayev, and the malva is the baal hashtar. So the malva is holding on to the shtar. The malva says not only did he borrow the money, like the edim write in the shtar, he borrowed the money, either they were watching the halvua, or the malva said, write a shtar, he made a hadwas baldin, that he, the loiva told the edim, write a shtar, kosher shtar the loiva, afal pishein malva imoy. How can the edim sign a shtar that the loiva borrowed $1,000? They don't know if it's true. The answer, even if it's not true, he made a hadas baldin. So that's the halacha. Hadas baldin came aidan dummy. So they saw the halvo, or they heard from the loive himself that he says sign a shtar that says that I borrowed the money. So they sign a shtar midas hamischayev. Then the shtar is handed over to the malva. What does the malva claim? So the malva claims not only did he borrow, he didn't pay back. So the likelihood is he probably did not pay back because Shtar Chaviyadi, my boy. But they're not merely working with likelihoods. Whatever is probably the case, and the Bala Shtar is holding the Shtar, and he tines that. He says he didn't pay back the Chayv yet. So we consider it as if all of that is included in the Shtar. If the Shtar is not only made Shalova, the Shtar is made Shalova, that's Lishoavar. That's at the time the Edom signed it. They know, either they know that he borrowed the money, or he told them right that I borrowed the money. So he made a Hadoas Baldin. Hadoas Baldin is Eina Bahakosha Bahazoma. Even if you're going to be Makhesh him, going to be Mazim him, still, his bearer is stronger than anything. So the Edom signed so they know for a fact that he borrowed the money. They don't live so long to know that he never paid back. What if they died the day after they signed the Shtar? That doesn't matter. The Shtar includes the Haggadah said, not that the Edom are testified. They're dead already. The Edom live in New York. They don't live in California. The Shtar includes the Haggadah said, even on things that happened after they signed. That's the Chiddush Din of Shtar. If you have Tfisas, Bala Shtar, the Bala Shtar Tain is that the Shtar is still betokfo because he still didn't pay back. Or the woman Tain is, not only did my husband express an interest in divorcing me, he actually gave me the get, and he gave it to me not legitat magabi karka, and there were two Edom present at the time. So she tainas all of that. She's the balashtar. She has tfisas balashtar, and she tainas. That's what happened. So you put together the tfisas balashtar with the tainas balashtar, and that's probably what happened. So we assume that that too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. So not that you moitzi moment by the shtar chaviyadim abay, not that you moitzi moment based on a ruba de leisa kamon. That was Rabbi Kivega's kasha in the Tshuvas Tinyana. Yes, that kasha. Whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar.
If the Haggadah Seder begins when it's given over to the Baal Shtar, then why did the Rambam say? Does the Rambam hold that when there's Edom on a Shtar that are Huzam, it goes back to Shas like Shas Ksivas Hashtar and not Shas Maisa, meaning. When Edom are on a star and their chasim, he says that they're puzzled from the shas, when the time when the guy gets the star, they signed it, but they didn't necessarily give it over. Rambam specifies specifically when they signed it. The aid is happening the second they signed it, not necessarily when the baal star.
That was a week later.
Yeah.
So they become postulators from the time that they signed it. I don't know. Okay. What to think about? Don't know. I don't know if it's really relevant today. The halacha says that Haggadah Seder doesn't begin until you have tfisas balashtar. Okay. But the Aveira Veda Sheka, they violated when they signed it and they gave it to the person that he should give it over to the other one. So they already did an Aveira by signing it.
Yeah, but it's not Edis.
Okay, it's not Edus anyway, it's all Edus Sheker anyway. So the Avera is done when you enabled someone to do something nasty based on the Sheker. So usually the Avera begins when you give the Hakodos Edus Bifnei Bezen. But if they signed the document and they gave it to the supposed Malva who never lent the money, so they already did the Avera then. They enabled the Malva to cheat the Leiva by signing the Shtar. I don't think it's such a difficult question. Okay, so all of this is included in the Hakodos Edus of the Shtar. So our Gemara has such a similar din. What does the Gemara have? Chazaka here, six lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Tes on the base. Highly the Reish Lakish, Damer Reish Lakish, Chazaka. The word Chazaka has six different meanings. So in the context over here, it means Aruba Deleisa Kamon. Chazaka, there's a Chazaka, there's a Cheskas Habatim, that's one kind of Chazaka. Then is a chazaka the meikora, the woman is becheskes pnuya, the woman is becheskes eishesish. Then you have all kinds of chazakas. Oh, there are different kinds of chazakas. Chazakas kanyakarka, akinya chazaka, different kinds of chazakas. So this, in this context, the word chazaka means a ruba dalesa kaman, eiranim chas malasht alam ke nasa gor. What does that mean? A mechira was done between Reuven and Shimon. And you don't know, Reuven who sold this karka, was he before bar mitzvah or after bar mitzvah? Was it bar mitzvah now? So the Gemara says, even though we don't know the facts, we're not sure when the kids were born. Not years ago, they didn't have birth certificates. So people didn't know exactly when their birthday was. So we say, Chazok, it's a Reuben Aleisa Kamon, the Edom wouldn't have signed if not for the fact that they ascertained in advance that the kid is selling the thing is probably bar mitzvah. So therefore, it's considered as if there's a Haggadah Seder that the kid is a bar mitzvah. even though the Eidim themselves, they didn't write that in the Shtar, and we know for a fact that the Malva is Bar Mitzvah, but since Chazoka, the Ruba de Leis Kaman is that they wouldn't have signed the Shtar unless they would ascertain in advance that this is a valid Mechir. It's not valid unless the kid is Bar Mitzvah. A cotton shegei lo anas aputis is mikra mekach mamkere memka b'metalplin, but not a karka. So if he's selling karka, he has to be Bar Mitzvah. So we assume the likelihood is that they wouldn't have signed. So since that's the chazaka, that's the ruba lo isakamon, is considered as if there's algod asedis to that effect, not just a roi. The same thing, the same person, Reish Lakish, the same Amora says, Reish Lakish says, kiyam shtoris is only the rabbanon. Why is kiyam shtoris only needed me rabbanon? The loshna Reish Lakish uses is, what's the loshna gemara? If Edom come to Bezdin, you can't question them. Maybe they're telling a lie. They gave Haggadah Seder, so you're supposed to believe them. So if someone comes with a shtar, maybe it's a forgery. So you have no right on the level of the rice. You have no right to say maybe it's a forgery. The whole need to make a kiyam shtar is only with the Rabbanan. Why is Min HaTorah? You don't worry about the possibility of a ziyuf. Maybe the whole thing is a forgery. So Rashi writes on that Gemara, Reish Lakish says over there, the beginning of Gittin, that Kiyam Ashtar is only needed with the Rabbanim, because on the level of the Raisa, Eidim Aksim al Ashtar, Nasi Kimisha Nech Greg Dusim Bezim, why should it be? The Rashi writes, Lachotze Finish Lizi Yufe. It's a Ruba de Leisa Kaman, people wouldn't have so much chutzpah to forge a document. So because the likelihood is that it probably was not forged, so the Shtar is made on itself that it's not forged. But you don't know if it's a Shtar. That's the halacha. If it looks like it, the document looks like a shtar, so we say a shtar is made on itself, that whatever the bala shtar has a tvisus hashtar. The malva is holding on to a shtar, has his name in the shtar. It says this malva lent $100,000 to the loiva plaini. So the loiva says, I don't know who that guy is. I never saw him before in my life. So the shtar says, not so. What do you mean shtar? Who says that it's a shtar? Maybe it's mezuzah. So we say, no. Shtar is made on itself that it's not mezuzah. Why? Because the likelihood is that lechotze v'inish liziyuf. Here also, we don't know whether the moicher who sold the karka was by mitzvah. There's only a takana de rabbanon putas mekach mamker memke b'metaltalim, but not on karka. To sell karka has to be a bar mitzvah. So we say chazake eilem chas malaget al hashtar al kain nasid gon. Unless the kid is by mitzvah already. So the same thing Gemara says over here. Let's say you have a document that's signed by a bezin, says, let's say you have a shtar, and it doesn't say that the loiva authorized the Edom to write the shtar. It just says, Reuven, this is Tassetain, Reuven borrowed $100,000 from Shimon. We were watching Reuven borrow $100,000. It doesn't say that the loiva authorized us to write a shtar. So the Gemara says, it's self-understood, the Edom know the din. The din is that you have no right to write a shtar. Unless there's Das HaMeschayev, we were discussing yesterday, what's the difference between Mitpihem, Elohim, Piksovim, and a Shtar? All the Rishonim asked that question. How can it be there's an institution of a Shtaraya if you have a Pasim, Mitpihem, Elohim, Piksovim? So someone said there are four different Terutim in the Ktzois. I said there's only one answer. The one answer is that if it's written by Das HaMeschayev, then it's called a Shtar. Not written by Das HaMeschayev, not. So someone pointed out, but the Rabbi Natam holds that Mitpihem, Elohim, Piksovim, when it comes to Pasol, Elim, who's unable to speak. Rabbi Natam disagrees with what Rashi writes on Chumash. Rashi writes on Chumash, Mipir will not pick Sovam. He cannot send a letter to the Bezdin. Shalech Igeris LeBezdin is not acceptable because Mipir will not pick Sovam. So Rabbi Natam disagrees. But he says when the Bezdin will read the letter, that's the Kabbalah Sedis. Shtar means when the Edom signed the Shtar, it's already a Shtar, even if they die before anybody reads it. The Edom signed before the Shtar is given over to the Malva. It's already a Shtar. Their signature is bottled in. It's locked in over there. The Shtar is good even if the Edom die the next day. Even if they die before it's given over to the Bala Shtar. But the Rabbi Natam says that there's no problem Shalech, he gave us the Bezdin. He didn't say it has a din of Shtar. He said it has a din of HaGod HaSedis, when Bezdin will read it. But if the guy dies before the Bezdin reads it, so they can't be Mekabalators from a dead man. Or let's say the two Edom will become related to each other. Or they'll become related to the Malva Lola, but someone's going to get married in between the Chasimus Hashtar and the time that Bezin is going to be the Shtar. So Taisa says the contract Rabbi Natam is no good. It doesn't have a din of Shtar. Rabbi Natam also agrees that it should have a din of Shtar and he does HaMizchayit. He just disagrees with the other half. Whereas Rashi HaChumash says, if there's no Das HaMeschayiv, the Eidim can't even send it into Bez Mez and should read it. So Rabbi Natan holds, what's wrong with that? What's wrong? They can send it in. When Bezim will read it, that'll be the Kabbalah say this. So Rabbi Natan says, if they forgot the Eidus in between, by the time Bezim gets the letter, they already forgot the whole story, or they die, or they become Kroivim, or they become Ganovim, they become Posel Eidus. So then the Kabbalah say this, when Bezim reads the letter, so then there's no Kabbalah say this. It's not the Echshir. But if they would have signed the Shtar with written Midas HaMeschayiv, then the Chasimu would be good, B'shas Maisa. Even if they die before anybody ever reads it. That's a din of a shtar. Rabbi Natan also agrees it's a din for Das HaMeschayiv. I don't think any Rishon disagrees with that. No, so the Gemara says over here, you have a shtar, and it doesn't say in the shtar that the Loiva authorized the Eidim to sign the shtar. So maybe it's no good. So the Gemara says no, just like Rish Lakish said, L'chatzif inish l'zayufe, so the shtar is made on itself, that it's not mizuyev, that it's authentic. And just like Eidim Chas Malashtan Kei Nasa B'Gadol, the Eidim know that they would never sign a shtar unless they know for sure that the moicher of the karka is bar mitzvah. So we assume that the shtar is made on that also. So here also, the shtar is made on itself that there was a Das HaMeschayiv, even though it doesn't say Mefurish in the shtar. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. We're not so sure what the din is. Who says, let's say you have a shtar signed by three names on the bottom. So there were different opinions in the Gemara. Whether if I made a Hadoras Baldin, I walked over to three people. Not I walked over, I gathered together three people. I gathered together three people and I said, I want you to be a Bezin, I make a Hadoras Baldin that I owe him money. He said, that was a Machlekes. I say, I want you to be a Bezin, and then they write a Shtar. Is that valid? So we passed on, that's no good. We passed on my Barabashi. They only have the authority of a Bezin to write a Shtar. A Shtar Mais a Bezin, without Das HaMeschayiv. If they acted like a Bezin, they would kaveh mokem in this and the hazmana, and then he came, so they made a Gemar Din, Rashi 9, so Gemar Din is the equivalent. So the Gemara says the only time you say a shtar is made on itself that it's kosher is if there's a roiv, if there's a chazake, if there's a ruba deleisa kaman, that everybody knows that that's the fact. The roiv is that the shtoch biyodi my boy. The likelihood is that the loiva didn't pay, if the mob is still holding on to the shtar. Or the Tesis wrote in Gittin. The likelihood is that most of the people involved in Git know what they're doing. The Mustama was not Legitach Magabe Karka. Mustama, he gave it a get properly. Mustama, there were 80 Mistira. Mustama, everything was done properly. So whenever you have a Ruba, the Lesa come on. And the Balashtar has Tvisas Balashtar. And he tainas, that's what happened. So then that too is included in how God is saying the Shtar. So the Gemara says, Meika Meika, how can it be that we're not so sure what the din is? Here, three lines from the bottom. We're not so sure what the din is. There was machlokes amoraim, the safri the beidina yadi, and the sofrim describes the so scholarly. They know that the din is like mar barvashi, that you have no right. The bezin has no right to write a shtar just because the loiva came and he said, "I want you to be a bezin, and I want to make a hadolas baldin." That's not acceptable. But there were amoraim who thought like that. So how can it be? We're not so sure what the din is. Gemara says no. They asked the safri the beidina. And they said, we know the din. The din is that you have no right to write a shtar unless like my baravashi. So since that is the chazakeh, so whatever is probably the case, chazakeh in this context means that Ruba Deleuze to come on. Since that's probably the fact, they probably didn't sign the shtar unless they functioned like a bezin. So therefore, a shtar is made on itself that it's kosher. You have a right to assume that it's kosher. Yep. We have a difference between Mominus and Dobisha Bierva and Isurim. Eidechad is them of Isurim. But in Mominus, you need two Eidim. A Pasuk, Alpishnei Eidim, Alpishloish Eidim, Yokum Dover. Yokum Dover goes on Momin. Then you have another Pasuk in the same parish, Alpishnei Eidim, Alpishloish Eidim, Yumas Ameis. That's for the Foshes. Then you learn out that Dobisha Bierva needs two Eidim because Lon Exerishavi Kimotsubo Erva's Dover. The husband has to divorce his wife because she was Mizana. She was a Sot Asur al Baila. How did he ascertain she's a Sota? So it's unclear in the Chumash. Should we say, Xerishava, Dova, Dova, Mimam? Just like by Mom, to ascertain the facts of the case, you need two kosher Eidim. So to ascertain the facts of the case by Dova Shabiervo, you also need two Eidim. But there's another category that's Mom and Sephoshis and Dova Shabiervo, they need two kosher Eidim. It can't be Kroivim, it can't be Noshim, and so on. Edech and Neman Bisurim, the Pashtus is even Anisha is also an Eman, it's even Kareiv Mar also an Eman. That's a din of Edech and Neman Bisurim. Sometimes you'll have a Shaila, what's included in Dovisha Bi'Yervo, and what's included in Edech and Neman Bisurim. So here there's an issue. The Gemara quotes is Tosefta. What quotes are Tosefta? And Erechot comes, Tosefta and Maisa Sheni, Perikei, on the top of Lamed Amar Aleph, 10 lines from the top. And Erechot comes and he says, your father put away money, he hid the money in the house, and I know for a fact he told me that the money is Mois Maisa Sheni, so you have to take it to Yerushalayim and buy Bokovitzon and Beyayin of a Sheikh. So that the Tosefta says the Erechot is not believed unless it's Biyodoy. What kind of din is that? That's a din, even in Mominus and Ephoshus and in Dobeshev Yerva, but Allah requires two kosher Eidim, but whenever it's Biyodoy, say Erechot is believed. That's the Gemara we had, the Tosis on the Gemara of Pagin and Ibura, on the Avtesim base, Tosis quoted the Gemara from Perik Yesh Neuchlin. The bottom Tosis quotes Yesh Neuchlin, Dav Kuflam and Aleph on the base. That if the Baal Shama Gerashti Esishti, there's a couple that we know they were married for a long time. And one fine day the husband says, Gerashti Esishti, I just divorced my wife today. So Gerashti Esishti should be a Dovisha Bi'Ervo. You should require Dafke two kosher Eidim to testify. The husband is only a Dechad and he's a Karev. So the Gemara says, in principle, he's really Neman. In details, it may turn out that he's not Neman, the Maskal Gemara not Neman for a different reason, but in principle, he should be Neman because Bi'Odo Lagarshi, he could have given her a get. Right now, on the spot. So if he says Gerashti Esishti, since it's beyond his name. So the Gemara, the Tosefta, says the same over here. By this case of Maisa Sheni, for some reason or another, we don't treat Maisa Sheni like Yisurim. You don't say Erecha Nemen Yisurim. It's considered like Dini Mamedes for some reason or another. Or it's some kind of Yisurim, and you need two Eidim. Shiloh, why? You need two Eidim. So the Gemara says, but if it's Biyadai, So then he's Neman. Yeah. So let's say the father died and I come to the children sitting shiv and I say, I know for a fact that if you dig next to the tree in the backyard you'll find $1 million in cash. Your father showed me when he hid the money and he said the money belongs to Pliny. So the Gemara says it's not biyodi to go into the backyard. They have fences around the backyard. It's not biyodi to go in the backyard. So I'm not believed to say that the money belongs to Pliny. So if they go and they dig up the money, they'll find the money is there, but they can keep the money. They don't have to listen to what I said, because it's not biyodi. But if I say, your father once took me to Central Park, and I'll show you which tree it is, and he dug a hole, and he said he hid under the next to the tree, he hid $1 million, and he said the money belongs to Pliny, I don't need them. I don't have to come in the middle of Shiva tell him that I can go to Central Park at 3 o'clock at night, I can dig out the money and I'll give it to the Pliny. So since it's biyodi, if it's basode, dwarf kayamin. If it's babayis, he's not them. So this Tosefton, Maaseh Sheni, is the mocker for that gemara bav basra. That just like biyodi, even though you need two kosher eidim by mominis to say the money belongs to Pliny, but if it's biyodi, I have namonis, Erechot is namon, because he's the balabos, he has control over the case. So too by Dovisha Bi'Erva, you also need shnei eidim. But if it's biyodah, he's now. So the Tosefta puts this together, two cases together. The man comes after the father dies and he says, your father had $1 million and he told me that the money belongs to Pliny or the money is my Sushen. So just like money belongs to Pliny, his dini mammon is, you need two kosher eidim, he's only naman if it's biyodah. So too, if he says the money is my Sushen, you need two kosher, you need two eidim. And he's not Neman on his own, unless it's Biyodik. Why do you need to aid him on Maisa Sheni? Shouldn't Maisa Sheni just be a simple case of Eidecha Neman B'Yisurim? So the Rishonim give different answers here. The Zom Rishonim gave the answer. From this Tosefta, you see that Eidecha Neman B'Yisurim is only Lahokil and not Lahachmir. He's saying that it's Maisa Sheni means that it has restrictions. That to say that something is trade, you don't say Eidecha Neman B'Yisurim. To say that it's kosher is Eidecha Neman B'Yisurim. The Rambam has in three places, the Rambam writes the exact same din, and he quotes it from Yerushalmi, who is a ratzma be'erechot yuchsa. The Rambam says, when you want to give someone malchus for having done an aver, let's say a person ate chazen, they want to give him malchus, so you have to have two eidim. How does it say in the Chumash? Erechot is not believed. For the Yakim Erech Bish, L'chalav and L'chal Chatas, L'chal Chayta Sheyechta, You need two eidim. So if a person, eid echad, is going to come and say that he ate chazer and he deserves malchus, so eid echad is not believed to give malchus. But if eid echad came and he said that this piece of meat is chazer, and then the fellow ate this piece of meat in the presence of two witnesses, and the two witnesses testified that he ate the meat, and plainly the eid echad said that it was chazer, we don't know what it was. It was in a freezer together with all the kosher food. And the eid echad established that it's treif. So the Rambam quotes from the Yerushalmi in three different places. The Rambam quotes Yisra Atzmo Be'ed Echad Yuchzak. It comes out that he's getting Malkus based on the testimony of the Eid Echad to testify that he ate the Chazer. For that you need two Eidim to establish that it is Chazer. The Eid Echad is them. So the Rambam has famous like that. Eid Echad is them, and even Le'esor. The Rambam has another famous case there. The Eid Echad comes in and says the woman is a Zayna Lekoin. The woman is a Grusha. She's not allowed to marry a Kohen. Then she goes and she marries a Kohen. And there are two Eidim watching, and they warn them, don't marry this woman, she's a Grusha, she's a Zayna. How do they know she's a Grusha or Zayna? The Eid Echad said so. The Rambam says, to establish that a woman is a Zayna or a Grusha, is Eid Echad Nehme B'Yisurim. That's a Chiddush on top of a Chiddush. Not only a Chiddush that you say Eid Echad Nehme B'Yisurim L'Hachmer, against this opinion, a lot of Rishonim say, you only say Eid Echad Nehme B'Yisurim L'Hokel, not L'Hachmer. But the Rambam even says by Nizgarsha, to say established that a woman is a Grusha, that's a Chiddush on top. It isn't to say the woman is a Zayna. The simple reading of the Gemara, they all ask against the Rambam. The Tosfos really asks against the Rambam. The Gemara in Kiddushin sounds like it says to establish that a woman is a Zayna, also will acquaint that you need two Eidim. The Gemara tells the story about Imoshal Yanei HaMelech, Nishbiz B'moydiyin. So the Gemara says Zerechad is not believed. So that's what they ask. The Rambam seems to be against the Gemara. So the Rambam holds Eid Echad is Neman, even Lahachma. So that's one answer many Rishonim give. Eid Echad Nehme Yisurim was never formulated with respect to Lahachma, only with respect to Lahaka. Where is the source of Eid Echad Nehme Yisurim? So Tosfos says the source is the Pasuk of the Sofra law, Shivas Yamin, that a Zovah has to count Shiva Nekim. She makes Bedikas on the Ram. The Sofra law, the word law, has the connotation of Liatzma. You don't need two people watching when she makes the bedikas. She's the menace to say on her own that she made the bedikas. So that's lahakel. She's saying that she made the shivin king. According to Rashi, what's the mocker for Eid Echad Nehme Yisurim? So Rashi quotes the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. V'shochat as ben abokar. Rashi in the first paragraph of Chulin quotes. V'shochat as ben abokar. Yishech the korban in the Beis HaMikdash. You have to have Eidim watching when Yishech. It sounds from the Chumash. Atar hamina kol odam al hashchita. It sounds from the Chumash that the Torah trusts whoever says I shechted it properly. It doesn't say you have to shecht it beroivom. He shechts the carbon, and we believe him that he did it properly. So Rashi and Tosfos both give makaris that are lahakil. So there's room to say that Eich Nehem Yisurim only applies lahakil, not lahakma. That's one answer. Yeah. That's lahakmer. Yeah, that's, well, maybe that's Shabi Anapsha Chaticha the Yisura.
Man can appeal with
him. Right, the Gemara says the husband is like it if he's with her. So if it's only Shavi Anapshe, there shouldn't be any Malkus. Good, so that's a question. Maybe since it begins as a Shavi Anapshe, since it starts off by her, so maybe it's even Lahachmer on the husband also, you have to negotiate, you have to navigate somehow. According to these Rishonim, you have to understand why is the woman a menace to say that she's a Nida and Baila Loikaleh. The Gemara says, Love should be they need do so. In the days of the Gemara, and the days of the Tanoim, the issue whether a woman had gone to mikvah or not today, the issue was only relevant when it gave to the husband. Is she materis lebaila or not? But in the days of the Gemara, it's relevant to everybody. Whoever's going to touch her is going to become tamei. Maganita, whatever chair she's going to sit on is going to become tamei. Any food, any clothing. She needs to sleep on different beds. They slept in a different bedroom. Everything was so different. So the women, even single women, not only married women, everyone knew when the woman went to mikveh. Today, the whole issue of the mikveh is only relevant to the husband. Het lebaila. So it says in the Aridei, the minig is that the nashim don't publicize, the women don't publicize when they're going to mikveh. In the days of the Tanoim, everybody in the neighborhood, everyone knew when she went to the mikveh. They had to know. They used to wear different clothing. Love should be, they need to do so. They had to advertise to everyone. You should know that I'm Tommy. You shouldn't touch me. You shouldn't touch anything that I touched. All the food that I touched is Tommy. The chair and the clothing, every stomach, they had everyone knew. So the Gemara says, if a woman loves it, big dinidusa, and the baila is baalel, so baila lokalem, shum nida, So you see that she's nemenis even lahachmer, even to the extent of malchus. Not just shavian apshit. Shavian apshit, there's no malchus. You see, it's more than that. So according to this sheet in the Rishonim, you have to figure out why. Okay? You have to understand why. Yeah, the Gemara in Gittin talks about Erecha, it is Neman to say the wine became treif. So why is he Neman? That's Lahachmer. Okay, so you got to figure out why. But there is a group of Rishonim say like that. That Erecha, the Tesis also mentioned such an idea. That Erecha is only Neman, Lahokel, and not Lahachmer. What are the other Rishonim answer? So that's famous from the Chidush Aran. This is one of the more famous Chidush Arans because the Shev Shmaitze quotes it. So Chidush Aran says that this Tosefta goes with the Shita. That Maisa Sheni is Maman Gavoya. There's a Machlekes Ramei Rabbi Yudah, where the Maisa Sheni Maman Bad, Maisa Sheni Maman Gavoya. So we usually pass him whenever there's a Machlekes Ramei Rabbi Yudah. We usually say Ramei Rabbi Yudah Halachik Rabbi Yudah. So either Gemara says the end of the second parak in Kedushin. This is an exception to that rule. Here it's Ramei Rabbi Yudah Halachik Rabbi Yudah. The din is like Rabbi Yudah. The din is not like Rabbi Yudah. Usually Ramei Rabbi Yudah Halachik Rabbi Yudah. Here the din is like Rabbi Meir. That Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavoya. So the Chidush Aran writes Achidush, since it's Mama Gavoya, it's like saying the money belongs to Pliny. He said it's Mama Gavoya, it's not Mama Bailan, money belongs to Pliny. So this is a question, is that what it really means? There's a famous explanation from Rab Chaim, from Rab Velvel Soloveitchik, and Rab Soloveitchik printed it. The whole family has worked on this pshat, that the Rambam's opinion of Maisa Sheni, Mama and Gavoya. Where do you get this idea, Maisa Sheni Mama Gavoya? Because Karbonos are also Mama Gavoya. Kachim Kalim is a Machlokes, but the Kachim Kalim Mama Bailim, Kachim Kalim Mama Gavoya. So what's the whole idea of Karbonos are Mama Gavoya, Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavoya? So there are many Hachoches from the various Rambams that the Rambam does not take it literally. It doesn't mean that it doesn't belong to the Bala Karbon. The Gemara says, Mekara Tura de Reuven, Vahashta Tura de Reuven. The Behema belonged to Reuven before he was Magdashit, and after he's Magdashit, the Tura, the Shor, still belongs to Reuven. Still belongs to him. When we say the korban kachi kachim is a mama gavah, it's a malitza. All it means is that it's such a high level of kedusha, you're not allowed to treat it as if it is yours. But you're not allowed to treat it as if it's yours. You can't be mekadosh anisha with it. You can't give it b'matana to someone else, and you don't have the ability to sell it. You're not allowed to. It's a bizayin kedusha to give it as a gift, but to sell it. And even if you did give it as a gift, or you sold the korban oil to someone else, it's not even chal. So Mama Gavoya, and there arise that the Ramah's like, Mama Gavoya is not to be taken literally. So that's the shayla. If it just means to say that it's such a high level of Kedusha, it's a bizarre Kedusha to sell it or to give it away. So why is that called Dini Mominus? That you should say that you need two kosher Eidim for Dini Mominus. That's Chidush. Yeah. What if you say the other answer? What if you say that Eid Echad Neman Bisurim is only Neman Lahokil and not Lahachmir? So the hachma, you need two kosher eidim, or you need two eid echads. Like we paskin, eid echad nem bisurim is a discussion in Yivamis on daf pei zayin, daf pei ches, whether eid echad nem bisurim even is neman against the chazok. So the Baal HaTosis learn in the Gemara, the Ramah, and you're there paskin like this. And Kuf Chav Zayin is in the middle of Hilchas Tam Yenam. So that's where the Ramah has the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah have all the dinim of Eidecha Nem and Bisurim. What's it doing in Kuf Chav Zayin? Why did they tuck it away over there? It's an obscure case, an obscure place. The answer is because that's where the Gemara has it. Because the Gemara in the middle of Perek HaNezokin has a discussion, B'mikre, the Gemara has a discussion of Eidecha Nem and Bisurim. Omaloi Eidecha, Nesiasech Yanecha. I was away for Shabbos and I have a lot of bottles of open wine in the house. And my next neighbor comes and they tell me that a goy broke into the house and he handled all the wine. He opened up all the bottles and he poured some of the wine. He made all the wine into Yayin Nesach. So the Gemara discusses, is the next door neighbor Neman or not? Under what conditions is the next door neighbor Neman to Asa the wine? So the because the Gemara has the discussion of Eidech and Neman Misurim in the context of a case that has to do with Yayin Nesach, so that's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the middle of Hilchas Yayin Nesach. The Rambam took all the Gemaras and he put them into order. Shulchan Aruch took all the Rambams and he put them back out of order. He put them in the order that they appear in the Gemara. So you have to know all of Shas in order to know how to find the din in Shulchan Aruch. To find the din in the Rambam is not so difficult. You guess where will the Rambam probably go logically? Where does the din belong? So that's where the Rambam will put it, where it logically belongs. Most of the Rambam is in a logical order. Every so often there's a Rambam that we don't understand why he put this over here. But most of the Rambam, he took all the Gemaras and Shas and he put them into a logical order. Yeah. So we, the Ashkenazim, I can't say we, those of us who are Ashkenazim, so he followed the Ramo. Ramo says that Eid Echad Nehme Bisurim does not apply if it's Keneged Cheskas Issa. So what do you need? If it's Keneged Cheskas, what do you need? You need two Kosher Eidim? No, the Pashtun's Bisurim, you need two Eid Echads. You need two Eid Echads. But they don't have to be two women, would also be good. You don't need Shnei Eidim Ksheir. You can have two women, sisters or two brothers. Are also good. It's not halacha. You don't need two kosher eidim. Alpi pashtus. There is an opinion that you do need. Meshayev ibn Nesivis talks about that. There is an opinion in Rishayim, an obscure opinion that eidechot keneged ches kasis or zeman emon, you have to have two kosher eidim. But the pashtus is not. So you just need two eidechot. So what's over here? If you say eidechot is not nemon, to say that it's ma'aseh sheni because it's lahachmir, unless it's biyoda, then it's nemon. That's a new nemon is. And if you have two Eidim, then it would be good. So the two Eidim have to be kosher Eidim or no? Two Eid Echads. Eid Echad Nehme Yisurim is usually one Eid Echad. Here you need two Eid Echads, probably. Two Eid Echads would be good enough.
According to Tosos, if the Makar for the Nehmanos of Eid Echad is from a Nida, she is giving Eidos Kenegeda Chazaka. So why don't we learn from there that any Eid Echad can give Eidos Kenegeda Chazaka?
She's giving Eidos Kineged HaChazaka.
By saying she's Tahora, she was previously Tumea, she's Becheskas Tumah, and she's being Meir, that she's now Tahora. It's Kineged HaChazaka.
That's a very good question. Taisus themselves talk about at the beginning of Gittin. So Taisus says like this, if she says she went to the mikveh, she's Nemenes because it's Biyoda. She could have gone to the mikveh. What's not Biyoda is, she says, I made a Bedike, and it turned out that that day there was no dam. So Taisus says, that's not Kineged HaChazaka. She is Becheskas Tumah. But it's not Muchzekes Liras Kol Sho, just because she had Ariyah's Nida, she had Ariyah Zava 3 days ago, doesn't mean that she's still having Dam on the fourth day. So Tess says, to say that she made a Bedika today's a Yom Noki, that's not Keneged HaChazaka. And today that Tavla, to say that Tavla, that is Keneged HaChazaka, but that's Biyoda. So Biyoda is Neman.
Once one Eid says that, let's say, piece of meat is trade for Eid Echanam, is there any way to get it back to this? Even if you have two Eidim after that, once the person says it's
asur,
is that it?
No, you're going to have two Eidim later. It's Eid Barb Shalecha
B'makam Shnayim. It's weird where Neman, we believe the one Eid like as if he's two, so
that's partially. Gemara has a concept called Makam Shemina Torah Eidech HaReikan Shnayim, so that's in your day, a Simon Aleph, where it belongs, Eidech Nem Yisur. Does the Sheikh have that one to say that he Shechta? So that's where it belongs, that's where it is. Simon Aleph in your day. So there, the Taz quotes that there's a machlokes of Rishayim, whether that klal kol makom shemina torah echad reikan shnayim, does that apply only in the three cases where you should have required two eidim? By meis bailo minatori, you do need two eidim. It's only with the rabbanan echad is neman. So there, they gave nemanus like shnayim because the halacha really should have required two eidim. Halacha does require two eidim in atorah. So there you say, Kamakam Shinina Torah, it's not Hamina Torah, Hamina Chachamim, Areikan Shnayim. Or by what are the other two cases? The other two cases are, let's see, Ra'isi Hahoreik. So Me'ikir Adin, the whole purpose of Egla Rufa, the Rambam writes in the Moran Nebuch, the whole purpose of this mitzvah, the whole time in it, we should do something very strange in order to draw attention to the murder, in order that if anyone has any information, they should call the police. They should notify the police. So the mitzvah of Egla Rufa is to draw attention to the case that there should be pirsum. So you really should have required two eidim who should say Reisi Ahorik. The Chumash says, Lo nodam mihiko. No one knows who killed. We found a murdered. We didn't find a dead person. We found the person who was murdered. Ki matzachol badam chol means he was killed. We don't know who the killer was. So if you know who the killer was, then there's no din of Egla Rufa. So how do you know who the killer is? You need to aid him. In order to give Misa, you need to aid him. So the Gemara establishes that even if there's only Eid Echad, also don't bring an Egla Rufa. But you really should have required two aid. Makes more sense because it's a case of din and nefashis. The whole purpose of the whole Egla Rufa ceremony is in order to come up with two aid to give the punishment to the Horeg. So it should have required two aid. And when we say Eid Echad is enough to say Reisi Horeg, to cancel the chiv to bring Egla Rufa, so So they say, what's the third case? The third case is by a Saito. There was Kine Lo Vinistra, and then there was somebody there. He says that she was Zinsa. She was Zinsa with that man. So the Gemara says, to say Zinsa is really a Dovish of the Erva, to Asa her Labailo. That's the original Pasuk. Kimotzaba Erva's Dova, Dova, Dovi, Mamamin. To establish that a woman is a Saito Labailo, Asura, because Zinsa, Tachas Baila, you really need two Edom. But here, if it's Kine Lo Vinistra, and the Erechid says after the Kine Astira, and not Stira, she was Mazana with the suspected Baal, so then Halacha says, since there's Raglan Ladova, said the Erechid is believed. So there we say, Komakam Sheminatar Erechid Arekan Shnaim. But by Erechid and Bisur, the din is Erechid is good. So you don't say Arekan Shnaim. That's the Ritva quotes like, the Ritva Shita like that. So the Taz and Yerudah, Simin Allah quotes the Ritva. That's a cheerful opinion. Taisus increases writes not so. Taisus increases writes beferish that even by erechad nemisim you also say kol makam shemina torah erechad areikan shnayim, but the gemara is beferish areikan shnayim that you accept the testimony of the erechad, and if another erechad will contradict him, he says ra'isi ha'horik, he says loy ra'isi ha'horik, you're lying. So I say he's neman kishnayim, he's not neman kishnayim, because it's a din in the fashas case. He says one says meis baila, one says lay meis baila. The one who says Meis Baila is Nema, that's the special takana of the Rabbah, is Nema. The one who says Meis Baila is any Dechan and the Dabba should be Erva, it's not Nema. So I say, Kamukam Shemina Terra Dech Rekan Shnaim, Vein Dvab Shalecha Vamakam Shnaim. The one who contradicts him later is not Nema to contradict. It's one against two, because the one who said first Meis Baila, or Isi Ahorek, or Zinsa, is Nema Kishnaim. But what if later on two Eidim come? One Eidechid says Meis Baila, one Eidechid says Risi Ahorek, one Eidechid says Zinsa after the kinyan there. Then later on two Adam say he's lying, they come and they contradict him. So you don't say it's trey trey. The Gemara beferish, you only say kamakam shemin etera erecha reikan shnayim if there's a chad, if there's one contradicting him. But once you're going to have two contradicting him, the jig is up. You don't say anymore kamakam shemin etera erecha shnayim is trey trey. It's not for trey trey, it's only if it's chad begabi chad. So then he wins because he's kishnayim and the other guy's not kishnayim. But if you have trey, we'll contradict him. So you say, "Fakir ain't barb shalecha b'makam shnayim." That's the Gemara beferish like that. That's how you can undo it. If Eidechad said that it's trey, if you have two Eidim, contradict them. A two Eidim will be masmehem. You weren't even there. What are you talking about? You were in a different city. How do you know? Yeah. So that's a mechudish dikedin. Yeah. The two kinds of biyodai here. You have to have that it's biyodo now by mominus by davish biyar by bal shama gerash des tishni emon because biyodo the garsha now. What if the husband says gerash des tishni 2 years ago? He comes to he says I gave my wife a get 2 years ago. So the gemara says it's not. He comes and he tells us today gerash des tishni 2 years ago. So it's no way it's not biyodo now. There's nothing he can do today to make her megureshes as of 2 years ago. That's biyodo la mafreya. Is not Neman. So the Gemara there in Baba Basu Kuf Lamed Aleph in Yesh Duchlan, that Tosfos quotes on Testament Beis in Sanhedrin. So there in Baba Basu, the Gemara discusses that Baal said, Gerash de Sishti last week, is he Neman Mikan al Habod? You say Pagin and Ibura. You can't believe him on the Mafreya because it's not Biyodai, but on Mikan al Habod is Biyodai. Or do you say no? Since it's Bechad Gufu, so it should be Loi Pagin and Ibura. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. But he's certainly in this Lacholades, he's not Neman la Mafreya. He's not believed because his biyoda now is not Neman to say that he gave his wife a get as of a month ago, as of a year ago. That for sure he's not Neman. Where do we say biyoda? If as long as it was once biyoda, he's Neman even on the mafreya, he's Neman on the past. Let's say a person comes in and he says, this is kosher chicken. So I say, how do you know? He says, I shechted it myself. But now it's dead. Now the chicken is dead. So if a man comes and he says that this piece of chicken is kosher geshachten, that's a rechot keneged a chazak. Every chicken was once alive. So the beima b'chayya b'cheskes isra matters, that everybody agrees. A live animal, it wasn't born then. It wasn't born geshachten. The chicken was at one time alive, a piece of flesh. The animal was once alive. So whenever an rechot comes and says, this is kosher geshachten of flesh, so he's always testifying against the chazak. So how is he believed? How is he believed? If my wife gives me the chicken for supper, the meat for supper, so how is she believed? So it's Eid Mi Pi'ei. She says she got it by the butcher. How does the butcher know? He didn't shecht it. The delivery man told him. The liver man didn't shecht it. Someone in the factory told him, and the sheikh had told him. Eid mipi eid. So the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that that is acceptable. Here, Tesis on Daf Lamed and Beis. It's only one Tesis. Tesis Lamed and Beis tells you, look in Shabbos Kuf Mem Hei on the Beis. The Gemara is beferish there that eid mipi eid is good by eid echad and bisur. So the shayla is, let's go back to the sheikhet. How was the sheikhet believed? The sheikhet says, I did a proper job of shechita. It's eid echad keneged hachazaka. And the Ashkenazim, the Sephardim don't learn like that, but the Balei Tosfos learn the Gemara and Yivam is Daf Peches, that that's an advice of Shita, we come out to Chumra, the Rambam is Machmer. Eid echad keneged cheska sisur, izein aneman. So how can the Shechet be believed to say that he shechted it properly? So the Gemara answered, the Tosfos answered, the Gemara answers, because biyodo is biyodo. What if it's a woman, my wife gives me this up, she does not have a shechet. So Taisa said, it's also biyada, she could have learned how to shech. She could have learned how to shech, even though she doesn't have to bother to learn how to shech. So if it's biyada, if it was once biyada, now the animal is dead. But as long as it was once biyada, so I say, erechanem ebisur, even keneget cheskasis. So that's a question, how come there's a discrepancy? Here you need biyada, it should be biyada now. And Baal Shem Begerash Tisishti, a month ago, the Gemara says in Yesh Nechon, for sure, ein anem, and as of a month ago, the only machlok is when you say pagin and dibur, would he be nema mikana laba? But lamafreya, for sure he's not nema. How come over here by recha nema bisurim? Is even nema lamafreya based on the biyado? So the answer is it's a different din of biyado. That's what the Beis Halevi explains in the Tshuva. It's a different din. Here we're talking about dovishibiyerva, or we're talking about by girash desishti, or here we're talking about some reason or another, which we did like mamanis. So mamanis and dovishib biyavra, in principle, you need two eidim. You need two kosher eidim. So if it's biyadai, then it's a new parsha of namanis. Biyadai, we treat him as if he's a bailam. Since he has control over it, he's considered a bailam. Hashem came by erecha nam b'yisurim. Why is erecha keneged hachazoka eino neman? So that's what Rav Chaim explained. It's called erecha b'hakosha lav klumi. If the erecha is, if you have chad l'gabichad, Rav Chaim has in a sefer, on the Rambam, he explains Gemara. He explains it. Just says, oh, but the same as the Shach, but people don't read the Shach. So they don't realize that Rav Chaim just said the same as the Shach. Rav Chaim doesn't quote the Shach. He said a little better than the Shach, okay, but the Shach has the same Shach. That there's a din, Eid Echad b'hakosha lav klumi. If you have trey, two Eidim say Horak, two Eidim say Loi Horak, so you mekabel the Eidim, mekabel the Eidim, and you don't know who's telling the truth. It's a stalemate. If you have chad l'gabi chad, Eid Echad b'hakosha, the Lashon HaGemara is Lab klumi, you have no right to accept it. It doesn't get off the ground at all. If the erecha comes by hakosha, lab klumi. Even if the hakosha is not as strong, let's say erecha says meis bailo, and to say meis bailo erecha is neman. Then another erecha says bevasachas, bebo bevasachas. Another erecha says loy meis bailo. So the Gemara, even though to say loy meis bailo is a dovish of yerba, is ain't a neman. In the first erecha we come and say meis bailo, and then next week. We come and say loy meis bailo. We say komak m'shal mina tori erecha reikan shnayim. The one who said meis bailo is neman. The one who says later loy meis bailo is ain't a neman. Why? Because they gave him the monis to say meis bailo he has the monis. Say loy meis bailo doesn't have the monis. So that's why he's neman. He's not. So why bold b'vasachas? Why is it that it's no good? So Rav Chaim explains that's the shach. That's a new din. Erecha b'akosh alav klomi. If erecha gives a hakodes edus and he's mukhash from the very outset, the erecha is bold b'akosh. Then you're not mekabel the erechad in the first place. So not only is erechad bakosh if it's chad legabichad, erechad keneged hachazaka, the Gemara considers also erechad bakosh. He's being contradicted by the chazak. But if the nature of the chazak is such that it's biyodo, he can control it. But any live animal, you can shech the animals. I have control over the chazak. How can you say the chazak contradicts me? I have a knife. I could buy a knife. I don't know how to shecht. I could learn how to shecht. But since I have control, theoretically, I have control over it. It's not a new nemonis of biyodai. It just comes out. It's not called erechad bakosh. It reverts back to what's wrong with erechad keneged hachazok. It's called erechad bakosh alav klumi. But if the erechad had biyodai, doesn't have to be biyodai now. It's not a new nemonis of biyodai b'toras bailo. If he ever had biyodai, so then the chazok is not in contradiction to him. So then the mail is not called Eirechet Bakosha. So it's a different word of Biyodai. So So that's why by Rechadam and Misurim, even Biyodah, if it was once Biyodah, is also good. Now it's no longer Biyodah. The piece of meat is dead now. It's not Biyodah to Shechted now. But this Biyodah, Baal Shamat Yash, the Sishtin over here by the Mammon Shalplaini, here it's an Emanus of Biyodah. It has to be Biyodah now. It doesn't help that it was once Biyodah. There's a din of Eidecha Nemim, a din of Shnei Eidim Nemim, there's a din, a Bailim is Nemim. It's a new parsha, a Bailim is Nemim. So who's called the Bailim? Whoever has control over the situation. He could bring about that result now, so then he's a Bailim over this issue, over this matter. This Lashon appears, the Shev Shmaitzim, when he talks about Eidecha Nemim, he quotes such an expression from one of the Rishayim, either from the Rosh or from the Ran, one of the Rishayim on the Sugya in Gittin, Perek HaNezokin, where they talk about Eidecha Nemim. So they have such an expression. Whatever it's biyodah, it's a din of Bailam. So the Beis HaLevi splits between the two different biyodahs. If it's Eidechot, can I get a chazoke? And he only has nemanis if it's biyodah. So you don't have to command to Bailam. Biyodah just accomplishes that it's not the chazoke. It does make me Eidechot bakosha. I have control over the chazoke. I could have changed it. So it's not called Eidechot bakosha. But here, by Mominus Adob should be Erevo, where the halacha requires Mikir Adin, you need to aid him. If it's biyodah, that's a new nemonis. That's a new parsha. It's a new din of that. Where's the parsha? Where's the pasuk in Chumash? That I don't know. But it's a new din that biyodah has a din of a bailam.
Bailam's not related to Baal
Dabar. No. He's a bailam over this issue because he has control over it now. He can bring about that result. So we should believe him if he says that it was brought about. He said he brought it about. Yeah, Laman Amar Aleph, there's a famous Tosfos. We discussed it. It was in the beginning of the Masechta. We had it already. Reish Mechilton, Dav Gimel Amar Beis. What is it? Dav Beis Amar Beis. So the Gemara had a machlokes whether Shnaim Shadona the name did. What's the Shaila? Mederais Echad Nami Kosher or not? They say Mederais Echad Nami Kosher. So there was a machlokes by Gzelus Mechabolas. They all agree, you add up, it says Elohim, 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 three times, or you add up two times in the third time, and Bezdam Shokol, whatever, so you have psukim that you need to be done. Zelus HaChabalus, you need a Bezdam Shloshes Mochay. But to be done, Hoidos Malvoy, so that was a machloik, it's a Betzedek Tish, but Amisei Chalosh and Yochid, Chad Nami Kosher, or do you say Irak Parshis Kosev Kamsi, even though the three times Elohim, Losh and Chol, only appear in connection with Zelus HaChabalus, but we apply it to all cases of Dini Mamanis in each Losh. So that was the machloikis, whether Shnaim Shadona B'dievet would it be the name did or not. If Menatora Chadami Kosher, so it's only Lechatchil Alti Yidan Yechidi. But B'dievet, if he's a Dan Yechidi, would be good. So Tosis has a Chidush. Even if you hold that Menatora Chadami Kosher, he doesn't have a Din of a Bezdin. The Rambam also writes B'feirush like that. Afal Pisha Chadami Kosher, Medaraisa Chadami Kosher. He's not considered a bezin. Let's say you have a shayla and hilchas kashrus. So you ask your local Orthodox rabbi, and he tells you he has a din of a bezin. There's no bezin on the kashrus. You have a shayla and hilchas nida, shayla and hilchas shabbos. There's no bezin. Bezin is on din. Mammon is din. No bezin over there. It's a hayros isa v'heter. So if you hold chadam mikosher, it's not that the chad has a din of a bezin when you get to hayros balvos. Chad is kosher like hayros isa v'heter. But for Kiyam Ashtar, Tosfos says, for Kiyam Ashtar, or Bezin should have the right Ashtar without a Das HaMaschayim, that you need to have Bezin. So there, even if you hold, like Shmuel, that Mederais Echad Nami Kosher, it won't apply. The Gemara says, maybe the Rabban of the Be'er Avashi hold like Shmuel. But Tosfos says, maybe the hold like Shmuel holds in other cases, but not in this case. Shmuel would never say over here that Echad Nami Kosher to make a Kiyam Ashtar. Chadam Mikosher, the Haidor Befanav, they can make a Shtar Maisa Bezin without Das HaMaschayim. No, Chadam Mikosher means it's good to be done, but to make Ohiros Isa Veheta, but it's not considered a Bezin. And it's a Machloikis in Rishayim. In Tais Vesim, when we learn Dav Beis, what is it? Dav Beis and Dav Gimel Tais, Dav Gimel and Beis. Yeah. So we learn Dav Gimel, so we mentioned then, there are two Tais Vesim in Yevamos, one Dav after the other. The Rashash points out there's a contradiction. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk that when a ger is tovel in the mikveh, he has to have a bezin present. So how much of a bezdin do you need? Is it so? Gemara's lashon is ger tzarich shloisha. Ger needs a bezdin of three. Mishpat k'sid ben, because it says the expression mishpat, and mishpat needs a bezdin of three. So that says why? Who says mishpat needs a bezdin of three? Sometimes a bezdin of one. If it's like dos ma'avos, bezdin of one is good enough. So one taisus answers, and Yibam is that two taisus in one daf apart. Daf mehei, daf mevav. So one taisus says, ger for sure needs a bezdin. There's no such thing as a bezdin of chad. Chad nam mikasha by hados vavas means it's like haros, it's a veheta, but it does not mishem bezdin. And the other taisa says no, that chad nam mikasha would have been good for a ger. Minat Torah, miikar adin would be good. Maybe ger tzal shlosha, the number three is only mid the rabbanan, or some other answer that they give. But those are 2 days in taisas. But the midrash of chad nam mikasha means it's such a concept of court, one judge. A court, one judge, has a din of a bezdin. Or no, if you're less than three, you don't have a shem bezin. Chad nami kasha means he can paskin in oidos malbos, just like in nisa v'heta.
How
can
we say the woman be able to be chef, but it all stems from the shofet. Once the shofet is believed,
yeah. What do you have to say that the woman has biyata? It's eid mi pi eid mi pi eid, and the original guy. Let's say one of the middle people will be an ochri. So then it's no good. You have to have that each one has their manas.
How we do today, the truck driver, he's a guy. Right? So everything is sealed. So it's
sealed, so you have a ruben d'aleisa kaman. You have simonim. You can identify that this is kosher based on the simonim, that it's sealed.
And you don't have to come on to...
So that's not based on an APA. Right. If you get the sealed package.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Then it's not based on the ADPA. That is correct, yeah. Then the Gemara had the Machlokes HaTanaim. We already discussed when we learned the Mishnah of test. Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim. In Nefoshes, the Edom have to testify together, Tuch de Dibra of each other. In Mamanis, it's a Machlokes HaTanaim. We pass Gnzeh Ba Yom Meil Vachaber Bola Mocha Meil. And the Tanaim who disagree, they say, how can you say that that's good? Eidechot Ki Oso, Nishvuhu Di Oso. When the first Eidechot came, that was only a dechud is machayv a shvun din mamin. It's not machayv mamin. How can you be mitzaref? We don't pasken like that. So that's what the argument was. The other Tana says a dechud kiyosu the shvuhu diyosu. What does that mean exactly? A dechud kiyosu the shvuhu diyosu. So Rabbi Kivegi refers you to a Turi Evan. Turi Evan is a sefer written by the Shagas Aryeh on Rosh Hashanah and on Chagig and on Megillah. It's a wonderful sefer. So he had on many more mesichtas, but he didn't have write the introduction. He was a poor man. He didn't have enough money to pay for the printing. And by now, the manuscripts have all been lost. Turi Evan is fantastic. So the Turi Evan there raises a kasha. How can you say, we have a Gemara later in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Aleph that there's a din of Eidash Iyati Yochala Hazima. The Rambam writes in one place, Eidush Yat Yochal Hazim only applies in the Foshet, doesn't apply in Mamanis. But the Pashtus in the Gemara is not so. Pashtus says it applies even to Mamanis. So the Gemara has a case, if you're Mazem Eidim and they can taina, we never thought it was going to come to a case of Din in the Foshet. We thought the maximum was going to be Lo Yisrael Bailabonu. We were giving Eidus that the woman was Mazanu, she should get divorced. We never thought she was going to get the death penalty. So the Gemara says, then it's going to be Eidush Yat Yochal Hazim. So you can't give the death penalty based on such Eidim, because if you be mazim them, they wouldn't get the punishment. That's called the Yat Yochal Hazim. So that's the Turi Evans kasha over here. How can we accept La Locha the Psak that Zeh Ba Yama made, Vachaber Ba La Mocher made? How can it be? But the one who came first can always tie in a bit Mimu. So he gave Eidush Sheker. He made up the whole story. It never happened. But he can tie in a, I only wanted to chep him a little bit. I want to annoy him a little bit. You have to swear that he's Potter. But I never thought it's going to come the day kach. I don't know, another raid is going to testify falsely tomorrow and say the same Baba Maisa that I made up. I wasn't in cahoots with the other raid. That's what I'll tell you. I wasn't in cahoots with the other raid. I don't know, another one's going to come. I just meant, l'chai b'shvur basi, to annoy him, to grate on his nerves a little bit. So that's a Tori Evans kasha. See, if you hold that mikra din, you don't need Eidushat Yochal Azima, Mamana, so the whole kasha falls apart. But according to those who assume that you do, Baliyat Taisa, the first Taisa in Marcus, assumes that you need Eidushat Yochal Hazima in all cases, not only a din of the Foshes. So that's the Turi Evans kasha. So Moshe Soloveitchik had a whole teretz. Okay, Maybe tomorrow, believe that it will start from that day. We should do Parashat tomorrow. We should do some Ochazara. Sunday, I'm not going to be here. I have to go out of town for Shabbos. So I'm coming back Monday morning.
There's a split vote of the Queen's on Monday or Wednesday.
Monday or Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wednesday.
You have to have more votes.
I didn't vote Monday.
Monday.
I didn't vote yet. Monday.
Okay. Do we have to ascertain what she was doing?
I assume you're driving.
I think we should do
more Chazara.
Okay. When should we have the thing? Just count the votes, fix it, whatever, 61%.
Okay.
So you need maybe 2/3 row. Yeah.
Shalom Aleichem.
2/3 is more than a room. 2/3 is a...
How do you vote?
7-3, I thought you were going to be more than 2/3.
You said Ruben Dominguez replies when it's 2-1.
No,
it wasn't Ruben Dominguez. 13-10 is not Ruben Dominguez.
7-3.
It's not him.
Even
though
that other guy,
the guy
that's looked at,
because everything starts off as Ruben Dominguez, unless said otherwise.
Even non-rules are Ruben Dominguez.
Thank you. This is for you. Let me stop the recording.